Prescription opioids help people deal with pain, but an increasing number of people are abusing them and some are dying from their addiction. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, prescription opioids such as hydrocodone and oxycodone continue to be involved in more overdose deaths than any other drug. And prescription drug abuse is a key risk factor for heroin addiction. Ryan, not his real name, is a 25-year-old Springfield resident who started abusing prescription drugs when he was 14.
A friend in middle school gave me hydrocodone that they had for like a toothache. And using that one night, it was just really enjoyable.
That abuse of prescription opioids eventually led Ryan to heroin, an addiction he struggles with today. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, people who are addicted to prescription opioid painkillers are 40 times more likely to become addicted to heroin. The CDC says from 2000 to 2015, more than 500,000 people died from drug overdoses, and, quote, overdoses from prescription opioids are a driving factor in the 15-year increase in opioid overdose deaths. So what can be done about the problem? Dr. Jennifer McNay, a physician at Mercy Springfield, says addressing the problem needs to start with the physicians who prescribe the drugs.
Many, many of our patients who end up becoming addicted or having issues with this class of drugs, you know, many start very legitimately with an injury or, you know, a fracture, something that requires pain control.
According to McNay, national data show prescription opioids are being and have been overprescribed. CDC data show that in 2012, healthcare providers wrote 259 million prescriptions for opioid pain medication, enough for every adult in the U.S. to have a bottle of pills. McNay says upfront training and upfront appropriate prescribing and risk assessment are, quote, a huge piece to try to help us curb this problem. Education programs are key, she says, as well as having appropriate guidelines on opioid prescribing in place.
The CDC's guidelines that have been published, national attention that has been brought to this problem is very helpful to us. There are many educational programs that can give us the background and the tools that we need to make sure we put into our workflows the processes needed to help us.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy sent a letter to physicians nationwide last August calling on their help, quote, to solve an urgent health crisis facing America, the opioid epidemic. He urged them to take a pledge to educate themselves to treat pain safely and effectively, to screen patients for opioid use disorder, and provide or connect them with evidence-based treatment, and talk about addiction as a chronic illness, not a moral failing. And he suggested following the CDC's opioid prescribing guideline. At Mercy, McNay says there are risk assessment tools available to help physicians determine which patients might be at risk for abusing prescription drugs.
Many of these tools are sort of risk assessment calculators that we can use that go through items and symptoms, history, and so on of that particular patient's situation and past experience that help us essentially calculate what that patient's risk might be for aberrant behavior with these types of medications.
And she says they have a process by which those who prescribe medicine communicate to patients the risks and benefits of opiates and opioids. That's especially important, she says, for patients who require them for a chronic condition. Drug screenings are sometimes done to make sure patients are using the prescriptions appropriately. But she realizes that physicians can do all that and still have patients who will have problems.
When patients go beyond what we feel is safe for them, we have pain clinic professionals who can help us monitor these patients and help us with what is felt to be safe regimens and other, you know, non-medication alternatives for pain control.
Dr. Paul Tomlinson, a psychologist and acting president and CEO of Burrell Behavioral Health, addressed Springfield City Council recently just before a vote to apply for grant money to establish a prescription drug monitoring program. He says Burrell recently instituted a urinary drug testing policy to help the organization track patients on prescription medicine.
So all of our prescribers, if they're going to keep someone on a controlled substance, we require that they do urinary drug testing.
He looked at data for 1 month and found that less than 25% of those scheduled to be tested showed up. In some cases, the prescription medicine someone is supposed to be taking didn't show up in the test results, which could mean they're selling the drugs. He says that's just one thing they use to try to keep patients from abusing prescription medicine. But a prescription drug monitoring program would be another useful tool in the prescriber's toolbox. This afternoon on A Sense of Community, hear more from Ryan about what it's like to struggle with heroin addiction and find out how addictions like Ryan's are treated. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.